Dubai still, and you know, Dubai is very much a boom and bust market.
So you don't think there's a lot of capital appreciation in no. the pipeline at the moment?
No.
Hello and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Barney from Dubai.
And today we're going to be talking about a little bit of an open goal, but we're going to try and go into a little bit. Would you buy? I'm shouting.
Yes,
I'm trying to project.
The microphone's there.
Would you buy now? Now, because we're both real estate agents, neither of us is going to say no, I wouldn't buy now. Obviously, we're both going to say, yeah, it's obviously a great time to buy because real estate agents are a little bit like everything's amazing and buy, buy, buy. But, you know, certainly in Dubai, the market's doing one thing and Abu Dhabi is doing the other. So we'll talk a little bit about that and, you know, is it a good time to buy now? So what do you think, Barney? How about buying in Dubai?
I would like to start off by saying this is very intimate, Ben. We have never been this close before in my life.
Why are you touching me?
Sorry. No, you don't like that. would I buy? Yes. I mean, of course I would buy. Where I would buy and what are my buying motivators?
Why would you buy, though? Because in Dubai, market's gone up a lot.
Market's gone up a lot.
It's expensive now.
I mean, expensive compared to what? I mean, that's the
compared
that's
to
the
how
thing.
It was before.
Well, yes, it is. You know, but all things being equal, and a good strong market, prices go up. You know, would I have bought if I know now what I know now what I knew then, or knew then what I know now? I would have bought a lot more. But Dubai still, and you know, Dubai is very much a boom and bust market. But if you follow the trends, the booms are higher and the busts are lower and the gap between the peak and the trough is narrowing. And that is the sign of a maturing market. It's still got a long way to be as mature as other markets that we get compared to, like London, New York, you know, all of these sort of established cities. We're a long way off that. Keep in mind, you know, we're only tens of years old, not hundreds of years old. But again, it would very much depend on what my motivators are. You know, I am looking to buy a house at the moment, and that is to have a passive income. I do foresee the prices slowing down. In fact, they are slowing down. I do see a correction of some sort, not anywhere near as much as we have seen in the last, you know, the last busts, we'll call them, although we're not going to call them busts because that's a bad terminology, but the, you know, the recession in the market, a terrible thing to say, again, not recession, a reduction, retraction. Help me, Ben, I'm struggling.
You're trying to retract that statement.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
Well, I mean, if you think there will be a correction, will it be soon? Will it be steep? Or are you just saying it's just going to slow down a bit?
It depends on the population of Dubai. And I'll say that to anyone time and time again. If the population of Dubai continues to increase the way it is increasing, the market will be stable. There are, you know, external factors that have brought to bear a massive spike in prices in Dubai, of which we have spoken about at length. That could not and will not continue. However, those external factors have also brought the fact that Dubai is now a much more globally appreciated city and people are moving here in their droves. And as long as the population keeps going up, the prices will be stable. They may go up and down a little bit more.
Flat, or are you talking about stable appreciation?
I think we're going to see a flattening in the market, but I also think that the rent will remain strong. So, you know, for in terms of if I'm buying as an investment, or if I'm buying for my own use, I'm not going to see the appreciation, but I don't think I'm going to see anywhere near the kind of reduction that we've seen in the past.
So you don't think there's a lot of capital appreciation in the pipeline at the moment?
No, I do not. I think in time there will be, but not in the way we've seen. And keep in mind, we have seen prices double and in some places triple over the last 3 years.
That much?
Yeah.
Triple?
Triple. Garden home, 2018, 2017, mid-level garden home, 10 million dirhams, 11 million dirhams. Now, 32, 33, well, that's a triple.
Your maths is correct.
I'm infallible. I only do the easy maths. I don't do the hard maths.
Yeah, 10.
If we went to quadruple, I'd be in no man's land.
Or if it was like 11, you'd be like, ah.
So yeah,
intense.
Yeah, fine. Depending on what my driver is, but I don't. If I want to buy for capital appreciation, now is probably not the time. If I want to buy for investment return, passive income, yes, now is a good time.
Because you said on one of our last podcasts that your returns in Dubai, you know, you could walk into 7%.
Yeah, still can.
Yeah, which I still find hard to believe, but you know.
Super prime, you can walk into 5%. Super prime in London, you're lucky to get 2.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, as an investment, it still makes sense when you compare it with, you know, anything else that you invest in. Obviously, you put it in the bank, you're going to get, you know, 4%.
You're beating inflation.
Yeah, you're beating inflation. You know, you're, I don't know how it would compare to most stocks and shares, but it's a very, you know, stable asset.
I heard an interesting thing the other day. If you had bought, and this is totally random, not property related, but if you had bought every single Lego kit that was about to expire in the next 6 months, you would have outdone the S&P 500. Lego was a sounder investment. Cancelled Lego assemblies, whatever you call them. Yeah, they sell for more now. They're an appreciating asset.
Lego.
Well, goes to show we're all kids at heart.
There you go.
So tell me about Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I mean, I think Abu Dhabi hasn't, and we've spoken about this quite a lot, hasn't had the same capital appreciation that Dubai has had. So I think in Abu Dhabi, particularly in both the secondary and the off-plan market a little bit, there's still plenty of room for capital appreciation. And we're seeing our growth at the moment in prices accelerate, whereas I think Dubai is decelerating. So I think it was CBRE brought out a report a couple of days ago now. I haven't seen the full report because they haven't published it, but it was in the papers that Dubai, I think year on year, I think it was apartments up 4%, villas up 10% or something like that. So still like very strong. And Abu Dhabi smaller, but increasing as opposed to what Dubai is decreasing.
Palm in terms on the of whole. Or because villas, palms, penthouses, studios, one beds.
Palms.
Palm, you said the palm.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I meant to say apartments.
Oh, sorry.
Apartments and villas. Yeah, so I think Abu Dhabi is for the, because, you know, we're slow and steady, as we always say, our capital appreciation is, I think it's gathering pace at the moment.
Why?
We're
what are the drivers?
In the secondary market. I mean, always population.
So would you buy? I mean, that's kind of the question.
Yeah, I mean, well, we start at the top of this. We're like, yeah, of course we're going to buy because we're real estate agents, and it's kind of a boring answer.
We are, aren't we?
But why? You know, what's the argument behind it? You know, that's the more important thing. And Abu Dhabi's working hard to increase its population. You know, Dubai's had that massive population spike. Dubai's still got a lot of, you know, units to be delivered. I think 10,000 were delivered in the first quarter of this year, but that's, you know, is being soaked up by the market. Abu Dhabi, you know, doesn't deliver nearly that many units. And we're working, the government's working on, you know, population. And I think the economy is supposed to grow 3.7% this year, which is pretty healthy, all things considered. So, yeah, we're going to see rent appreciation and capital appreciation.
A lot of the population spike in Abu Dhabi has been based on government workers, right?
Historically, but they're trying to move away from that now.
So, how?
By encouraging private enterprise. Abu Dhabi in the past never needed private enterprise because it's basically, you know, getting all this money from oil. But, you know, the shock in 2015 in particular, 2009 as well, you know, has made Abu Dhabi kind of reevaluate that and say, actually, if we want to grow our economy, we can't just grow it through government spending. Mm. We need to grow it through private enterprise. So trying to encourage private enterprise, you know, having more free zones, more free zone drivers, you know, that kind of stuff. They're working on it in that way.
Opening up the visas. 100% yeah, company ownership, yeah, whereas before it didn't used to be.
That's all of
UAE. So why would someone choose Abu Dhabi over Dubai to set up their company?
I mean, lifestyle's different. So,
very.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people complaining about Dubai congestion and stuff like that, you know. Not saying doesn't exist in Abu Dhabi, but, you know, nothing similar.
I get infuriated with Dubai congestion, and that is a 15-minute journey rather than what could be a 10-minute journey. And then you go to places like London, which is a place we understand very well,
yeah,
and people are like, they're commuting for an hour and a half. And I'm annoyed because it's taking me 15 or 20 minutes to get somewhere where it used to take me half that time, but it's still no time at all. Spoilt, Benji. We are spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, it's changes. But anyway, so Abu Dhabi can compete in terms of lifestyle. Rents are lower, generally speaking. You can get very well-paid jobs there in government and also now in finance in our Marriott Island, which is our version of the DIFC. good schools. It's a bit kind of an older, slower, like an older, kind of a more mature sort of population, because traditionally, because it hasn't had the young entrepreneurs coming in, it's had, you know, workers working for the government. So they've all been, you know, very well educated and lots of experience. You get older families and things like that. So it's a slower, people. More quiet life. It is for early middle-aged people. Yeah, great place to raise a family. Obviously,
I have to say, I am coming around to the, and I've said this in our last podcast, I am coming around, before I was, you know, not a big fan of Abu Dhabi, but I am coming round to its charms.
Because you're getting old.
Yeah, well, that's probably it. I'm early middle-aged.
Yeah, so we don't have the clubs and the nightlife and the supercars right that Dubai has.
All right with that, don't
yeah, you're all right with that now, but in the old days.
This is true.
You enjoyed it. But obviously, so going back to, and you were talking about it as well, you know, population, and we've spoken about this on another podcast, UAE is enormously susceptible on the upside and the downside to improving or disimproving or reducing economic conditions, because when things improve here and we create jobs, people come here and the population goes up. And then when the economy is in trouble, jobs disappear. Unlike, you know, we'll be in the UK, people still stay in the UK, even if they don't
but
have a job.
But now you have the wage protection scheme here. You have the wage protection scheme and you have 10-year visas. So I had this conversation with a chap the other day and he was like, that was 2009, let's call it, when everyone left. Not everyone, but, you know, the population decreased dramatically. You didn't have 10-year visas. You didn't have golden visas. You didn't have retirement visas. There's now a blue visa available for people who do outstanding work for... why are you looking at me like that?
Never heard of this blue visa
before. Yeah, well, I read it about 2 days ago. For
seafood related?
Sustainability. Ah. So you get this
blue
visa.
Green? Green something else, isn't it?
Islam.
I mean, there's a green visa. Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, point being that before people couldn't stay if they lost their jobs. But now you have wage protection schemes and you have these longer visas, people are able to stick around and you know, look for other jobs.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good point. I hadn't thought about it like that. As a way of slowing down that mass exodus when there is a slowdown in the economy. Definitely to try and break that boom and bust cycle, which you mentioned at the top, which happened, you know, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
You're getting used to this
at
podcast.
At the top of the podcast.
Wow. So impressive.
Although they go horizontally. Yeah.
Right, just I think like we've covered that. Do you think we've covered that? Is there anything else you'd like to say?
So would you buy in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai at the moment?
Like I said, depending on my drivers, if I'm buying for capital appreciation, probably not. Yeah. If I'm buying for passive income, I definitely would. If I'm buying for somewhere to live in, doesn't matter the market. We always say if you're going to be in this country for more than 5 years, to rent for five years over buying is just bad money. You've got to buy. If you're going to rent instead of buying, it's bad money over a long period of time.
So if you want capital appreciation, buy in Abu Dhabi is what you're saying.
Well, I still think we'll probably go up more than 4% a year.
Possibly. Anyway, we've been the Two Fat Brokers. Thank you very much for listening or watching.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.